So, Tequila, you lived here in Roswell all your life?
Yes.
Okay. What school did you go to?
From elementary to high?
Yeah, go ahead and tell me.
Okay. My elementary school was Mimosa, which is on Warsaw Road in Roswell. Middle school is Crabapple Middle School, and I graduated from Roswell High.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were, were they public schools? Or
all public,
all
yeah.
All public schools, okay. Yeah. And was it a, I guess racially, what was the
Well, makeup? Always has been, it still has been, maybe no more than like 5% black, you know. Or either not even just black, but other ethnicity. I can't even say the word.
Okay, so how was that with only like a 5%?
I mean, it was all that I ever knew. Mm-hmm. So I've never been to an all-black school, you know, where the majority was the black. So, I mean, to me, it was normal. I never thought second, you know, twice about it until I got in high school, you know. Once you see, I don't know, as a child, though, I just never noticed, like, I am the minority, I guess.
Okay, and so you said it's not until you...
Went to high school, and we used to have, you know, the M2M program, minority to majority, where the people from the south side would be bused up here to our schools, and they would tell us it's for better education, it's for better chances, because their school system was different down there, and that's when I started really realizing, okay, I guess I see, you know, the difference between the two school systems, and...
So how, and were they mostly black on the south
All
side?
Black.
All black, okay, mm-hmm. And so how did... how were they received in school, those from the south side?
It was a change for us when they came, because the way they spoke, you know, they spoke different from us. They had a, I guess what you call a southern slang, you know. So, I mean, not only were they not accepted fully by the whites, but even sometimes with us, we'd be like, well, hold on, what are you saying? You know, it was still different to us, even though, because we were... A lot of us were from Roswell, you know, so, yeah.
So when you said southern slang, can you give me an example?
I don't know.
Can you try?
Okay. I guess just from listening to the songs, you know, how they be like, what's up, shawty, how you doing, stuff like that, you know. What's up, hi, like when you say hello, they just say, hey, you know. Just real, it's like their whole, their words out, like it would be, instead of it being H-E-Y, it would be H-E-E-E-E-Y, you know, at that point, so.
Okay, I'm just curious. So with the groups, was it kind of like, were there divisions within the school? So was it?
Are you talking about like cliques or something?
Well, cliques or just even by race or just by groups, you know, I'm assuming with, you have that M2M program.
Right.
You have 5% black, you know, just that's Roswell black. And then I guess the rest is mostly probably white and then other. How?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was like separation by, okay, we're black, we're going to hang together, you're white, we're going to, because it was a mixture, because a lot of the kids we grew up with since elementary school, so it never was really like, I don't think we were literally saying, oh, I'm black, I'm going to hang with this child, you know, because we, it was interracial, you know, we would intertwine with each other, but mostly like the M&M kids, they really did stick together stronger. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, they always had a stronger bond together before. They spoke with us. We were friends and everything, but it was always like you could tell that. I guess they had to say we got to stick together because we don't know these people, you know, in that way. But I don't think it was more of a black white thing at that point. And this was like in '98, so you know, '94 to '98.
Okay. So, did you hear anything about the schools? System here at Roswell when your mother or when your grandparents went to school?
I've heard stories. I mean, I don't know if it's about the school system, but things that went on within the school.
Can you give me some?
I remember one example. My mom was saying that they were at school one time, and I can't remember, but whatever happened, it became what you would say a black on white fight. Like it was really a big